goes, Father, I thank thee for another day you have given me. I thank thee, Lord, for journey mercy. Oh Lord, I thank thee. Oh Lord, I thank thee. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Greetings, everyone. Happy Monday. This is Idolist One in the wee hours of the morning. Rise and shine. Time to get going. Time to be about our Father's business. Yes. Another day we give God thanks. Hope you had a good resurrection week and even better Pentecost Sunday. As we come to the end of the high holy days, the Easter celebration, we are giving thanks for the blessings of the Lord. Now there's a big, you know, excitement today on April the 8th, because the world will be experiencing a solar eclipse, and a lot of hoopla has been going around regarding the solar eclipse and the mystery behind it and the prophetic and also the satanic aspects of it. But we who believe in the light know that darkness cannot win. Light must prevail. But we must experience darkness, right? Even if it is by the hand of God, it is beyond our control. He only asks us to trust Him, right? He asks us to keep Him at the forefront of our mind. Right, he asks us to trust him even in the dark, in the unknown, where we have no control over except that which we possess, and that is our faith. So while the world is going in a frenzy about solar eclipse and the mystery behind it, trying to figure out, is this the end of days? Is this the beginning of birth pain? Is this prophecy revealing? Is there witches and warlock and mystery behind it? I would say, why worry? Why worry? Why put yourself in all of this stress? Why trying to get another excitement? Why worry? Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. For those of you who don't know, It is in Psalms. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's around 70, Psalm 70 something. But the scripture says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Yes. You know, the funny thing about us believers sometimes, we believe that when you get saved, right, and not so much, even so much more the believers, but those that look outside, that are outside looking in, to have their perfect picture of what a Christian look like. I would really like them to want to know, what does a Christian really look like? You know, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So what does a Christian really look like? I can tell you what I think he looks like. The Bible can tell you what they expect a Christian to look like. But then there's a clause, there's a disclaimer. All have fallen short. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Pardon me. So what does a Christian really look like? Well, a Christian, I give you an ideal of a Christian. A Christian is a man that, or a woman that stays on their knees. There is no perfect Christian, but I can show you an imperfect one that became perfect. I'll say it again, there is no perfect Christian, but I can show you an imperfect Christian that became perfect, because it is the same procedure over and over and over and over again. Repent, seek God's forgiveness daily, that you may be perfect. Right? It's very difficult. It's very complicated. It's very, at times, stressful. But there is a joy that comes from the darkness of stress, complication, and difficulty. Right? Here's a joy. Because it means that it's not over till it's over. It's not done until it's done. And the end result is far better than the beginning. As for many of the characters of the Bible, many of the saints who are passed on, they can testify, the end is better than the beginning. There's a scripture that says a man is, the day of a child's birth is joy, but as he lives, it's full of trouble and many are sorrow. Right? There's another scripture in Ecclesiastes, I believe, where it says, the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Right? There's a time to laugh and there's a time to cry. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time for everything. But more so, we are talking, what does a Christian look like? In this solar eclipse, should Christians be looking for signs and wonders and putting it together and saying the Lord is coming today, or the Lord is coming tomorrow, or next week, or next month, next year? I say, no, we shouldn't. But we should be occupied. We should be going about. We should be on our guard praying. And guarding our spiritual life. Because the enemy want to rob, steal, and to destroy the very thing that is precious to us, our spiritual walk with God. He want to keep us distracted. He want us to be in the wrong conversations, in the wrong place, looking at the wrong things, being concerned about the wrong stuff, when we should be keeping our eyes on the Lord. We are keeping our eyes on an eclipse. If the Lord wants to do something during the eclipse, it's none of my business. If he doesn't want to do anything during the eclipse, it's still none of my business. What is important is I keep my eyes on the Lord. For when I keep my eyes on the Lord, if he does something, I'm ready. And if he doesn't, I still have my eyes on him. Yes, so today, April 8th, 2024, yes, an eclipse will go on. Yes, it is scientific. Maybe it is prophetic. Maybe it is not. All the devil's angels are in uproar, and all of God's people should be in prayer. Should be singing praise and thanks, because it's all about God's plan. We should not be overly concerned about anything other than God's plan. If there's a national alert, sure, we should be ready to abide by those alerts and seek safety. But for the most part, we are not worshiping sun and moon. We are worshiping God. This is what a Christian looks like. One who worships God. God does the work on the outside and on the inside. God does what he needs to do for that particular believer. Those who worship sun, moon, and star get their kicks, get their hysteria, get their false sheep, and they follow them, and they are all in a trance, only to find out in the end it was a worthless pursuit. And God has his purpose even in the worthless pursuits for them who take their eyes off of him, that they can be renewed and refreshed when they follow the truth now, knowing that the devil is a devil of deception, He could never tell the truth. Yet these are the things that we face day to day, you know? So this morning, we still give God glory, we still give God thanks, we're going forward. Right, we're occupying till He comes. But I'm here to tell you this morning that just keep your eyes on Jesus, you know? The other day we had an earthquake, and you know, the place was shaking. And many people from Pennsylvania to New York to New Jersey, Connecticut, some parts of Massachusetts, Vermont, they all felt a shaking, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if it went all the way up to Canada. Because Canada right here. And it was an experience where I'm sure it moved some fragments in the earth. Because later on there was an aftershock too. Very, very tiny aftershock. And there was only one. I didn't feel anything else after that, but there was only one. It could have been more. And right now they're inspecting a lot of homes, you know, throughout the place to make sure that they are structurally sound. Right? Many buildings are being inspected because the foundation has been rocked, right? The foundation has been unnerved, unrested, displaced. And so it is even with our faith. Our faith is going to be tested and tried. Our faith is going to be put to the fire. And I know that I have been tried and I have been tested numerous times. When I thought it was all over, here it comes again. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. I have experienced being tested for my faith till it practically has become like the routine. You understand? We have been tested because of who we are and what we believe. It is not popular. For some, they may think Christianity is popular, right? Because they see these big churches and you see these big gospel singers and you see these big preachers with these big churches and having their own channels of ministry and organizations, church of this, church of that, and you see the Vatican and you see Rome and you see all of what you see. But I tell you this, Christianity is not popular to what we think. True Christianity is unpopular. True Christianity, you are persecuted, you are hated, you are disliked. You say, Not in my neighborhood. Yes, not in your neighborhood, but we're talking worldwide. People are offended because the cross. People are offended because Jesus died for men's sins. And people are offended because he's risen again. On both sides of the fence, the gospel is an offense. The gospel is an offense. Christianity is an offense. For your faith, because you believe, because you choose to do that which is not popular, because you live by a code and laws and principles, and because you stand on the promises for which God has ordained, you become unpopular. Just look at the stats for this broadcast. It is unpopular. Christianity is one of the most unpopular topics known to man. Until the end of time, it is unpopular. Christians do fail in spite of the persona from Hollywood that says Christianities are perfect people. No, Christianity is not about perfection. Look at Judas, look at Peter, even Paul, at the time he was Saul, right? And even after he became Paul, he still had some imperfections. Right, not to mention the Old Testament, many imperfect people who God had mercy with. So the thing is not to repeat these particular people imperfections, but also to remind us that we must be careful not to do what they did and realize also the consequence. So I believe that imperfection can be prevented to a certain extent, but for the most part, there's much to be learned from imperfections, as well as we do contribute to being imperfect. We don't have to name them all, but many so-called men of God and women of God have contributed to history as being imperfect Christians. They are eligible for God's forgiveness if they ask for it. And that is the beauty of it. But they are forever etched in the minds of people as imperfect Christians who by God's grace have become perfect. Many, many many, many that we know today are falling short of the glory of God. But because of God's grace, because of the empty tomb, because of that Bible that states, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, gives us the opportunity, gives us the grace, gives us the understanding that though we are not free to commit sin, we do sin. But when we do sin, there is consequences in this life and the next. Yet we must also seek God's forgiveness in this life so we can enter the next forgiven. And that is the key that men wrestle with, because men don't believe God and don't believe that they can be forgiven. Unfortunately, the wrestling with the flesh and the spirit, wrestling with the original sin, pride, that is what men wrestle with on a daily basis. That makes them imperfect. Even if they are Christian, a lot of men wrestle with pride. They wrestle with forgiveness. They wrestle with unforgiveness. They wrestle with hatred and love and disappointment because of pride. So, it's a food for thought, and it can be worked on. You know, it can be worked on. It just takes prayer. It takes fasting. It takes travailing. It takes humility. It takes reading God's word and gaining an understanding for things like these in these times. Because we're nothing new under the sun. Right? There's always been a person that we can relate to, or a scripture we can relate to, that has a backdrop story in the Bible. God is always on time, always ready to help his people. If we are genuinely in need of help, I believe God is investigating our lives and giving us hints along the way to see if we can be a part of the kingdom. Do we want to be a part of the kingdom? Do we want to be a part of the kingdom? God is giving us little hints. I believe even this eclipse, it's a sign. Who can deny that it is a sign? It is a sign. A sign for what? We don't know, other than to keep our eyes on him. Do we want to be a part of the kingdom of heaven? Well, let us keep our eyes on him, rather than figuring out all this numerology and direction or paths and things. God can do as he please, and if anything, he has all power to do it because it's in the heavens. He created the heavens, he created the earth, he created the seas. He created under the earth, around the earth, and above the earth. The universe, the deep blue seas, God created it. Let us prepare ourselves to meet him if the Lord tarries. We should be not found wanting, but found ready. And I believe it and I receive it. You understand? So I thank you, friends. I thank you for coming. I thank you for taking time out this morning to listen to me, Italis, this morning. And, like, share, and subscribe, right? Share the broadcast with another. Keep your head up, look into the sky. Go to the link in the bio. Like, share, and subscribe, connect. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support. It is still early this morning. I barely up. But I felt need to talk to you. And I'm about to go do my prayers. And just hold a fort today. Right? Hold a fort today and ask for God's blessing and his guidance. We're asking God for the healing and the leadership that he provides in our life. Yes, we must pray our way through the day, you know, we must pray our way through the day and continue to do the will of the Father, but through prayer be a shield and a protector over me, you understand, be a shield and protector over our finances, be a shield and protector over our health, over our jobs and over our businesses. Be a shield and protector, God, through prayer. Make our wrongs right and make our rights stay right through prayer, man. Yes, we have to pray our way through the day. Some of us think prayer is a cop out, but guess what? We're not here to convince anybody, because I'm a man and I know that I've seen life and I've seen life taken away. And for the most part, most life always say the final words, "Oh God." They include that word, "Oh God." You understand? Many people have jokingly used that word, but when they come down to the final couple breaths, whether it meant in a bad way or a good way, they usually say, "Oh God." I've seen life, and me and God have a good relationship. Thank you be to God. Thanks to the Father. Many things could have taken me. I've survived many a situation, including pandemic, that have taken loved ones that I love. You understand? So I have a lot to give God thanks for, and it don't bother me none. A lot of people gone back to the ways of life. But while I'm living, thanks I'll be giving. And I know what it is to live in the land of the living. And I know and I pray, say, when the eternal life come, it is smooth sailing. When I enter Zion Gate, it's smooth sailing. I don't wanna have any issues. Right? No issue with man, no issue with woman, no issue with children. By the grace of God, issue with wife. Just smooth sailing. Unto Zion Gate by the hands of the Master. So we have to get it right while we can, and we have to give thanks while we can, because whatever God's plan is for us, it's all based upon what we could do while we can. That is why I make these recordings. That's why I press every day, not because I am popular, because I can guarantee you I'm not popular, but because I understand time. Wait upon no man, and it is only by the grace of God that we have time extended unto us. So let us use time wisely. And what better way than to tell someone of the goodness of God, the goodness of Jesus, the beauty of the Holy Spirit? What better way? As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What better way other than to share the love of Christ? Big up to all our missionaries who ride the trains and the subways and the highways and the byways, who go into the hospitals and share the gospel, who go into the prison and share the gospel. Big up all the missionaries who go into the jungles, into the unknown regions of the earth, overseas and in the mountains and the valleys, the inhabitable regions of the earth, just to share the gospel. You understand? I've never seen a perfect Christian, but I show you an imperfect Christian that became perfect. Those who go into the homeless shelters and at the food pantries on a weekly basis, who help people who are in need, big up yourself. The Lord bless you. Not to mention our prayer warriors who are up at this time in the morning and who do noonday prayers and then also close out in the evening, praying for the sick, praying for the needy, praying for family members, praying for, you know, those who are behind bars, you know, those who are in jeopardy and situations. You know, those who are in bad marriages, people are praying for you. Bad relationship, because you have taken vows before Almighty God, right? And you just have to stick it out. But just God is protecting you because you are a prayer warrior. You're praying, God deliver me, God deliver me, or God take me out, and God will answer the prayer, or heal our marriage, and God will answer. It's three options: God deliver you, God take you out, God heal. three options you have. You understand? And God will do it. If you stay the course. If you continue to pray. So I pick up all of God's people this morning. Who do their little part for the kingdom's sake. The kingdom suffer it violence and the violent take it by force. We do our part because we are imperfect, but through Christ we become perfect. You understand? When the world is in confusion and mayhem, we keep steady the course. Christianity is not popular. You understand? It is not popular. Paul himself said, Lord, take this thorn from me. Take this thorn from me. Paul himself said, take it from me, Lord. 3 times I asked, take it from me. It is not popular. You understand me? It's not popular, man. But we stay the course. Right? The librarian in the library who God has placed there to help educate someone. Right? The nurse who's there in the hospital to heal them who are wounded and sick. You understand? Or the security guard, or the officer, or the soldier who's there to protect and uphold the law. God is using you. God is using you. Even in the most unpopular positions. And on top of it, you are a Christian. Holy foot, man. Keep going. Pray your way through the day. Know that God has his people all around you, everywhere. That's why I don't fear, because I know God of his people is, when you're in tune with the Spirit, you can see God's people. When you're moving in the flesh, all you see is people. But when you're moving in the Spirit, you see God's people. Right? You see God's people. I always remember when I believe it was Peter and John. They were locked up in the jail cell. And the angel of God came and visited them, and the earth shake. Them tiny little guard, them was outside, them sleeping. Them sleep right through the earthquake. They not even know, say, the gate open where the prisoner then did that. And they was singing songs of Zion in the early hours. And when the prisoner then wake, they didn't even bother to look, because them just think, say, any gate open, them man not staying in no dungeon. Them a go run. Glory to God. Them a go run, and him just draw him sword. And he say, man, death is better than for to stand before him superior. Because he must serve man, he not serve God. And as him ready for drop on his sword and kill himself, hear the voice, no? from Peter and say, Soji, Soji man, put back your sword. We are here. He say, what? He say, what is this I'm hearing? He look round quick and he see Peter and John in the jail slum. He say, we are here, soldier. Put back your sword. All right, then and there the man repent and the man come to know Jesus Christ. He say, what kind of God you serve? We open jail cell for you and you know run. You know, run, you know. Go and get your freedom. He said, man, we free before we even lock up. No jail cell not gonna make we free or not. Out of jail cell make we free. It's the Spirit of God make you free. Even when you're not popular, you're free because the Spirit of God make you free. Can you imagine? Every time I hear that story, man, I think of the power of God, man, that exceed this world. Right? That exceed men's voices and men's cruelty. Yeah? It's transcending. You understand? It's transcending. It's an unbelievable mind-altering transcending. You locked up, you facing magistrate, you in a jail cell. All you can do is sing songs of Zion. And the angel of God come and rock on the earth and open the jail cell and say, here's your test. Run or stay and trust God. Yeah. Remember me tell you, say, you always go get tested, even in times of darkness. We are tested. Yeah. Remember me say that. And the soldier there ready to kill himself. And Peter and say, hey, we are here, soldier, don't kill yourself. Is there, look it up, you then Acts are, I believe it is in Acts. It only could be in Acts. That's the only place it could take place. In Acts somewhere. Just Google it. When Peter was in the jail cell and the earthquake. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, you see, trial and testing. It is everywhere, man. It is everywhere. And we, you know, we so busy feeling good. We so busy living and don't want to suffer. But God has something inside of that darkness that bring forth some light inside of you. You know? There's some light inside of that pain. Inside of that darkness. There's some light God wants to show us, wants to give us. Yes. Some kind of light in there, man. Even me, I have experienced it. I have lived to tell the story. In my pain, I have seen some light. You understand? Light come out of it. Not that I can share it all, but I can testify that God work out my problems. He work out my and give me solutions to my problems. You understand? So while the world is going about worrying about solar eclipse. Give God the glory, man. Give God the glory. Give God the praise, you know, that everything is moving according to plan. Everything is moving according to plan. Even in the darkness, there must be light. That everything is moving according to plan. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Remember your people who are everywhere, all over the place, praying, occupying, doing your work. Remember them this morning as they trod out. Remember them this morning, God, as they send the children them off to school and going to their jobs, their places of employment, opening up their small businesses and their big businesses. Remember your people who are sitting in Parliament and Senate and Congress. They are there, as well as the principalities and powers are there also. Your people are there, God. Remember them. You know? So there is light in darkness. And darkness can never stay around light. So we just ask for guidance this morning. We ask for true peace that passes all understanding in this time. We just pray our way through the day, God. We pray our way through the day, believing God's promises, believing God's hope and God's spirit. Believe in God every day, all the way, all around, in every fashion, in every station, in every community, in every occupation. God is there. God's people are everywhere, incognito, in public, discreetly. God's people are everywhere. So let us be thankful this morning for the Spirit of God, the Spirit of discernment, the Spirit of truth. Let us be thankful, God, for time, God's timing. Hallelujah. God's timing is perfect. Be thankful this morning, because God's plan is still on time. There is no delay. God's plan is still on time. Let us be thankful this morning. I know many out there are Christian superstars. They are pastors, prophets, they are priests, they are teachers and ministers and evangelists, deacons and deaconess, ushers. Those are God's superstars. But we who are God's prayers warriors, we are just praying because we know God's people are everywhere. And we delve into this time that we spend with thee, with all humility, with all thankfulness, with all grace. We delve into it wholeheartedly, because we know time waits for no man. Yet God's time is perfect. Lord, we are thankful this morning for what you are doing. We thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Lord, we put the day into your hands. We ask for your blessings this morning. We ask for your keepings, journey mercies. And you get all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hey guys, if you like what you have heard and you feel led to contribute, just go to the link in the bio. All proceeds will be going to this broadcast. Much appreciated. Leave a comment, like, share. Let's connect. God is still on the throne. There is nothing to fear, because God is here and his people are everywhere. We are going to continue to hold the banner up high. We are going to continue to live one day at a time, one moment at a time, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. We're going to continue to go forward. Disappointment will come. Confusion will come. Darkness will come. But there's a light that never goes out, that stays burning, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is in me, that is in you. If you're willing to receive him, there is the light that passes all understanding. That is him. The peace, the Prince of Peace, right? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Conquering Lion of Judah, El Shaddai, the Guide I and I. All right. So, thank you so much for listening. We got 3 more minutes to go. Mega love shout out to everybody who was tuned into the broadcast, who was giving us encouragement. Mega love shout out to those who have experienced this journey. We call Christianity, we know it's not popular, but through Christ Jesus, he is giving us the platform, and we are going forward, right? God gives us the platform. Promotion come neither from the east nor the west. Promotion come from God. So we give God thanks and we big up God's people, right? You know who you are. You know what you do. You know where you live. You know the body of Christ that we come out of, right? We're pressing onward to the high calling of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the kingdom. We are pressing onward. You know what I'm saying? So big up to my people. You know who you are, man. And big up to the YouTubers, all the TikTokers. Big up to all the Instagrammers, everybody on social media, Facebook. Big up to Streamlabs. Big up to Stream Elements. Big up to Restream. Big up to StreamYard. Right? Big up to the people them out here, all across the world, Israel, Iceland, Scandinavia, Alaska, Russia, Jamaica, Germany, UK, Canada, United States. Big up to all the subscribers. I've been looking at the analytics and I really appreciate you guys. All right, so Thanks so much for your support. It's early. I got to get up. I got to get going. Love you guys. I'm out.